Two young black men, one short-haired, the other with flowing dreadlocks, dance with complex twisting moves towards the camera as it tracks backwards. They dance along a beach and a back street in perfect synchrony.
Contemporary dance, I think it means the dance of now.
They dance, clapping and rubbing their hands, then dance along a pier, beach, and on a street corner. The man with dreadlocks, Anthony Matsena.
Anybody can just mix different combinations and bring whoever they are.
Staccato moves outside a red phone box, a slow motion routine. Kel Matsena.
This venture, this mixture, is a representation of the way myself and Anthony have grown up. We've had all these different influences.
They're stretching limbs and twisting bodies.
It's anything and everything you want it to be. And that's what makes it so wacky and weird and funny and awesome at times. You see things that you're like, wow, I've never seen that in that context.
Ballet, coming from hip hop and breakdancing, locking, African dance, these things have formed this mixture that's created us.
A lot of dance styles have rules. They have certain patterns. Well, this move leads to that move. Well, you can't do that move before that move. When you get into contemporary dance, you just throw that away and you say, I'm going to make my own rules. This is what I want to do.
Brothers in dance, Anthony and Kel Matsena.
Swansea-based brothers Anthony and Kel Matsena are fast emerging as important artists at the cutting edge of contemporary dance.
On stage,
fusing movement with spoken word, they create raw, intense performances, blurring the lines between dance and theatre.
Watching them gets you hyped, do you know what I mean? Like, you feel everything they're feeling.
Born in Zimbabwe, they moved to Swansea as children to escape their homeland's collapsing economy, but brought with them their love of dance. Teamed up with their big brother Arnold, they were soon wowing audiences at Britain's Got Talent. Growing up, they developed their own unique style of performance, with Anthony falling in love with contemporary dance and choreography, and Kel combining his passion for acting.
And I find myself stranded on the shores of no man's land.
Then, in May 2020, the spark came for their most confrontational work.
The victim has been named as George Floyd.
Suddenly, we understood what we needed to say.
Called Shades of Blue, it's inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement and the murder of George Floyd in America.
Anthony and Kel's work is important because it mirrors what's happening today.
They've been commissioned to perform it on the main stage at Sadler's Wells, Britain's most prestigious dance venue.
They've found their time, you know, they've got something to say about their experience in the UK right now.
So the pressure's on to create a performance that does justice to one of the greatest injustices of modern times.
There's no better moment to talk about the fact that black and brown people have been marginalised, and perhaps now is their moment to send that message forward.
So this is their story, told in their own words, as the Matsenas attempt to put on a work-in-progress performance to preview Shades of Blue.
It's like, this could go terribly wrong.
Kel shouts with an anguished expression, alone on a large, dark stage. Rows of colourful houses and green trees.
Our hometown is Swansea. We moved here in 2008, but originally we're from Zimbabwe, where we lived as a big family with our three elder brothers, Alexander, Andrew and Arnold, and our mom and dad.
Right, well, that's me. This was 1978.
The style! Jesus! Look at the trousers!
This was my study bedroom at university.
Wow, look at the platforms of this dude!
This was my friend wearing the platforms. Who do we have here?
That's your boy! That's
got him! Long, skinny arms.
Jeez!
Then there's here.
Very clear who that is.
Yeah, that's you.
I know.
This was the house in Blawayo.
Kumalo.
Yeah. That was our bedroom. This is the swimming pool there.
We loved Zimbabwe, but the country was in crisis. The Zimbabwean dollar had become worthless.
Things were going down really fast. The ship was sinking. But also there was some political reasons as well in terms of safety. Mm-hmm. They felt like, let's leave while we still can.
Yeah. People don't make that choice very easily.
Yeah.
I think they just wanted us to have a fair chance of life.
Yeah.
Our two eldest brothers stayed behind, intending to join us later.
You know, I remember leaving Alex and Andrew and kissing them at the airport and not knowing when I'd see them again.
So we came to Wales, hoping for a better future.
One thing we brought with us was our passion for dance, even though the living room was where we usually had to practice.
One, two, three, start!
We also brought our love of family, a bond that's always inspired us.
Yeah. Yes, you're putting paprika. During lockdown, Tony's cooking skills were crazy.
Oh, my God.
He was cooking a lot, you know?
He made us put on so much weight in so special
time.
That's a low blow.
We were all pretty heavy. It was...
That ain't on me.
It was pretty
no
tough.
No one forced you to eat.
It was delicious food.
In Zimbabwe, whenever we had family gatherings, there was always dancing. So it's in our blood.
All my children, they love music, dancing, because I love dancing also. So they took it from me. But from the hard work that these boys have put in, we knew that maybe one day God will open the doors for them.
Dancing Nation, BBC 2021.
Shades of Blue is an incredibly important work for us. Inspired by the tragic events that fueled the Black Lives Matter movement, it uses dance, theatre and spoken word.
In 2021, the BBC filmed us performing an early version of it for the Dancing Nation series. But because public events were banned at the time due to COVID, no audience was allowed. Now, we're looking forward to finally performing it in full with a larger cast. But first, we've got to pick extra performers. And that's not going to be easy.
Hey, people. So we're here at Sadler's Wells for day two of the auditions for Shades of Blue. We had a stellar day one.
Oh, it was crazy. It was crazy day one.
Insane talent. We were going deliberating until about, 11:30 in the night to make decisions?
Yeah, almost midnight, we couldn't make decisions. It's kind of like the Avengers assembling to make a dance and theater show.
Hello. When we auditioned, people were looking, I think the first thing is openness. So someone who has a kind of a natural affinity to get along with folks. You know,
it's
a good friend. Cal's good friend. I
don't know. Oh,
we don't have anything on friendship.
They don't get along.
Strictly professional.
Yeah.
Amazing writer.
Incredible writer. Incredible actor. And
isn't that just us?
Terrible at parties. Got our dramaturg Alfred. We have Kennedy, who will be leading class at some point outside. We're going to do some game playing first.
Yeah. You know, it's important, isn't it?
It's important. People get bored of gaming.
Yeah. So we're going to start off saying our names. And also, an irrational love.
Ooh.
Some of love today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Selena. My pronouns are she, her. My irrational love is breakfast food, and I'll tell you why. I think it's the most important meal of the day. And I have a special breakfast. There's one piece of toast with whole grain mustard, smoked salmon, avocado, a perfectly poached egg, runny, not solid, runny. And then you have sliced strawberries, coconut flakes, maple syrup. When I tell you breakfast connoisseur, that's me. I love breakfast.
We try and nurture a community in our auditions. We try and think of them as workshops, not auditions. We're not looking for perfection. That's what rehearsals are for. We're looking for those sparks. We're looking for that passion. We're looking for that drive. But that thing, you know?
Several dancers whirl together.
Yay! Yeah, boy.
Ah, love it.
Yeah, there we go, Emily. Yeah, these four on the left. These four on the left.
Lovely, bro. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, wait, before we go, Johnny, just cut for a sec.
Thanks, Johnny. That was sick. Making this phrase, I love confusion. So the way you want to move, you want to feel a bit...
complex twists.
Everything that you're doing is a bit...
slower, more controlled.
Do you know what I mean?
Beautiful thing, you see, when Kennedy does it, he uses his eyes like a limb, and it is confusing as hell. It's there. I'm watching it like, whoa. But roll with that, enjoy that, boom. Yeah, invest in that. Yeah.
And it feels like an audition. I'm not here for an audition. Mm-hmm. Where's your sense of play? Your bread is the choreography. What's your spread? Yeah? This is just a rice. Put your sauce on.
Okay, let's go. Again. Let's go.
All right, Johnny, hit us!
Here we go.
A young bearded man in a green T-shirt plays an electric guitar as the dancers go again.
Don't switch off with those eyes! There we go.
Pre-exaggerated whirls and swoops. Selena Jones, auditioning performer.
A little bit terrifying and ultimately very eye-opening to movement and storytelling and how much your body needs to do in dance and that expression. So I'm having a good time. I'm a little bit shook, but I'm enjoying myself.
Asmera Kamok, auditioning performer.
I think they're awesome. I think they're doing something important. Growing up, we didn't have representation of people like us.
It's going great, but choosing the right people's difficult.
It's really freaking hard because I'm like, I just don't know.
It's very easy to get lost in the sauce. Like, you know, everyone is like amazing, but you have to pick what's like, what's right. So rhythmically, like, we have to look for people who are good rhythmically, but then also good workers in terms of face and acting.
Yeah, they're all talented in their own way. It's just about finding who's right for the work.
Because this work's gonna be demanding, physically and mentally.
Shades of Blue is a story that's going to be told through the mediums of dance, poetry, music, text, and theater about our journey in understanding how to deal with issues that upset us and how we sort of overcome that, not as individuals, but as a community. But it's a lot about the BLM movement, I guess.
With the murder of George Floyd, suddenly we understood what we needed to say. We understood what we're feeling, we understood what we're experiencing, and we understood how to better articulate it. Boom! It's kind of like, where am I getting hit from? Where am I getting hit from? And then you finally found it, and boom, there it is.
Violent, spasmodic movements.
Yeah? You find the thing. Yeah? Where am I getting it from? There's the thing. Boom, rip it. Because the constant feeling of this is like feeling like you've conquered something and then it pushes you back, yeah? You think you got it. Boom, it pulls you back. You think you got it. Boom, it pulls you back. Boom. Even this. You think you got it. It pulls you around. Boom. Defend yourself, boom! You think you've got it, oh, you're getting hit again, you're getting, whoa, whoa! This is constant. Yeah? Awesome.
Cool?
Anthony works with a group, all now moving in this way, as Kel observes. A black male dancer convulses on the floor before kneeling and leaning backwards. Kel nods at the performances. The brothers sitting together.
The murder of George Floyd and all the other multiple victims last year and hundreds of years that have passed was really, really difficult because we were in stop motion. There was no way to avoid these things. There wasn't the normality of normal life to just keep you going. It was just you in your living room, logging onto social media, and then seeing somebody like you get killed. That at first you're shocked, you're angry, and then you keep logging on for days and you keep seeing the same thing. And it does something to you to see somebody who looks like you and see their life get taken away from them. That was a deep, dark labyrinth of sadness and anger. It's like a scar that can never be healed. And I just don't want to go there. I don't want to see that. But I have to, because I have a part to play. But it's hard.
I avoided it for a few days, because I was scared of what it'd do to me.
The victim has been named as George Floyd. Video has emerged showing a police officer kneeling on his neck in the street for some considerable time.
Mr. Floyd can be heard saying, "I can't breathe."
I still see the video in my head. I could draw out that scene better than I can draw out my own bedroom.
A brief clip from the footage of the police officer kneeling on George Floyd's neck. A rainbow glows in a bright blue sky high over a sandy beach.
As Zimbabwean immigrants in a predominantly white city like Swansea, our teenagers weren't always easy. But in many ways, it's the mixture of people and culture we're exposed to that's made us who we are today.
It's quite an interesting thing moving here. In Zimbabwe or whatever, you're not really aware of your skin color that much. You're not a minority there, you know. It's not an issue. You're just who you are. And coming to Wales, it was such an interesting thing because that was the first thing that people were met with, you know. Walking into a classroom, they're like, "Oh, that's a black person." Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first thing you met with, and suddenly you become very aware of yourself.
But from the very beginning, our Afro-Welsh journey has had a big influence on us as artists.
We're here at Gallatin Comprehensive School, where we did our kind of like GCSEs and this is where we kind of grew up. I was 14 when I got here. I was
11 when I joined. I hadn't long been in Wales actually when I joined the school. Oh my God, it's crazy just looking at the school now.
Wild.
Oh my God, look at this. Wait, hold on. Would I still be here? I am. 2012.
This
is school year photos.
Oh, there he is.
Here he is.
There's the legend.
He's right there.
We're in the Abercrombie and Fitch. Galton was a little bit tricky at first. Things were changing around me. I was trying to understand, are we here forever? Are we here for a short period of time? My heart and my mind was always with dance, or it was with family. But then that's how I think Cal and I also got stronger, because we were there for each other. And the dancing was just strengthening our bonds and the thing that kept us going. Every lunch, every break.
The brothers enter the school gym.
Oh my God. Oh!
This is where it used to happen.
Oh my God.
Epic. It's bigger than I imagined, actually.
Yeah, this still feels massive.
It does.
We used to spend a lot of time dancing in our living room, and then finally you'd get to maybe an hour here during a lunch, and you'd just go crazy.
Yeah.
And we were so new to like break dancing and everything, and you know, we'd be learning our top rocks and everything, trying to do it.
And this is where we got taught basics.
Yeah, the basics.
Yeah.
Yeah. This floor is so good for gliding, and you just feel like, like you're superhuman, because you just,
Ah.
Yeah. Epic times. And like sometimes when the music's blurred and someone in the school would just like look through the window like, oh, yeah, what are they doing? So you'd get like a bit of an audience, he'd be like, oh, gotta show them my stuff.
And that was such a nice feeling.
Yeah, gotta get it right, because if we get it right, it might mean a better life.
Move Like Michael Jackson, BBC Three, 2009.
This is our big bro and former Mr. Wales, the legendary Arnold Mazzenna. Showing off his electric style, he's the guy who really got us into dance.
In 2009, all three of us brothers formed a trio called A3. Arnold concentrates on music now, but we're still as close as ever.
So this is the gymnastic center where us three used to train. Jeez!
Yeah, the old stomping grounds.
Yo, we spent so much time here. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It was probably about this high.
That was 13 years ago, when we were coached by Rachel.
Oh my God!
Microphone.
I'm telling you, you're looking great.
I was in the sauna for 10 hours yesterday.
You look amazing.
Oh my God, boys. I'm so
Don't do that to
Well, they're hundreds of kids.
That's why this place was so special, you know? You guys really cared about each person and how each person was feeling that day, you know? And whenever and I think for us at that time, we desperately needed that.
We just moved here. It was just like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, this place has truly been a refuge for us and it's just bringing back so many memories.
Looking
at that bouncy spring.
Look at him, he can't wait.
Are you all ready for this?
Oh yeah, we're going airborne.
Anthony, cartwheels and backflips. Kel backflips as well. Anthony backflips again, but comes off the mats, landing on foam blocks. Kel backflips, springs onto his feet, then cartwheels and backflips again. Arnold high-fives Kel, then front flips.
That's great.
We used to just use everything available to us, mainly to do flips and tricks. Especially in the world of street dance and competitions and everything, the tricks play a big part, those wow moments. This gymnastic center meant a lot because it was a way for us to safely train those things.
Absolutely brilliant. It's as if they'd never left. Boys, but be a bit careful though.
Okay.
Yeah, your career's on the line now today.
We just started training harder and harder every day as a trio. And then we auditioned for Britain's Got Talent.
They watch footage.
The strongness. Give me that. Give me
that. Look how baggy those trousers were, bro.
Oh, don't start.
Pierce Morgan, you hater, get out of here, bro.
For us, it was more than just dancing.
It's wrong to think A3 is a performance group. No, it's a brotherhood. Yeah. So before we started performing, our oldest brothers called us A5.
A5 for life. We used to do that, yeah. It was the five, and then you'd get the A there.
Maybe.
A, and then you get the five figures, A5. A5, baby.
From the womb to the grave.
Yeah, from the womb to the grave.
When we left our two elder brothers behind in Zimbabwe, we never imagined it would be the last time we'd see them.
It's not something we're ready to discuss in big detail, our eldest brothers passing, Alexander and Andrew. Absolute legends.
Yeah.
Love you!
Yeah.
Always watched and doubted us. They're the embodiment of what a Mazzenna is because our mother and father just raised them so well. Mm. And that kind of information and way of being just like trickled down to us. I remember so many conversations with them Yeah, you know, it's like they were just like crazy, crazy talented people. In a short version, they were sadly murdered. They were stabbed in the streets of Johannesburg, November 21st. I think it was the night of the 20th, but they died on the 21st in 2015. And yeah, they died next to one another, left the world together. And that shaped and changed everything in our life. That urgency to be like, if you have a voice, you have something to say, say it. So it awakened the kind of activist within me. And I'm grateful that at least something came out of it. And I'm not here hating the world and being sour and be like, this world is unfair. Mm-hmm. I know that, but I have to keep going. You know, we celebrate their life. I know, I just have utmost love for them and the memory of them. I can feel them.
Slow motion footage of Anthony and Kel walking together along wet sand on the beach at low tide. Waves wash onto shore and clouds glow with yellow sunshine. Traffic and people in Swansea, November 2021.
Time's marching on, and our work in progress performance of Shades of Blue is getting scarily close.
Yeah, there's some worries and some anxieties to Shades of Blue. You know, I just really, really want to create something awesome. And, you know, that comes with a risk. And that comes, you have to take risks in order to reach that kind of outcome, that kind of goal.
We've chosen some new performers who'll have to learn the piece in just a week of rehearsals. We've got our existing company together on Zoom, and they're about to meet the new cast members.
You guys have been raving about how they were killing it at the audition. I'm just like...
I'm excited.
Everyone said they're so excited. I'm bloody worried, stressed.
No, don't be worried. And it's going to be like, you're going to be...
We took everybody's headshots. We were just like, is this the right choice?
The right people is extremely important.
People are about to join the Zoom link. We're about to let them know that they're in. I'm going to be like, hey, welcome to the show, folks. So a few of them are joining the Zoom. Hola. Louis! Yay!
Hello!
As Mara Kabok. Ooh! What does that top say?
I knew somebody was going to ask.
I'm not racist, I have white friends.
That's absolutely brilliant!
My days! Yeah. And Selena,
it's good to see that your Wi-Fi is slightly better today.
Wow! Yeah. Sunday Wi-Fi.
The Lord,
on the Sabbath.
That's that Jesus 5G.
No more questions, folks. You're in.
Shades of Blue, baby!
First week of rehearsals, January 2022. A door marked Gillian Lynn Studio, Studio C.
We're here in Sadler's Wells, and the pressure's on. There's only a few rehearsals before our work in progress performance. And things haven't gone completely to plan.
Julia Costa, performer.
A lot of changes, recent and unexpected changes for the company. Things were just going wrong left, right and centre, and then we all end up catching COVID. So not all the original members are here. I was due to be dancing in this sharing, but I unfortunately broke my toe. I'm upset, obviously. It took a little while for me to get over that, like, frustration.
But this show means too much to us to cancel, so we are trying to get our newly assembled cast working like a team.
So important to have a great time. Even though we're dealing with very tough, difficult issues, there's a balance between, you know, respecting what we're talking about, respecting the names, the people we're representing, but also respect for ourselves as human beings.
Performers get thrown aloft by the others.
With these tough subjects, if you steep yourselves in it 24/7, your sanity is at risk. It really is. We're not made to be sat grieving and sad all the time. And we're human beings. We want to be happy.
It's not meant to be sad. It's not meant to be weighted. Mm. The subject matter is going to do that for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a bit, half or more of a beat there, yeah? You two, just hold it before you hug, yeah? That's a bit more natural than bang. Let's go. Good practice. There you go. Really good.
Writer Charlie Laban watches the rehearsal.
It's a collaborative effort from everybody. Everybody's going to have to pull in to inspire this work. It's not going to be a script and we just come and we play it. It's, you know, we're going to devise the work together.
Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, and then die.
We're at a place where we're finding very specific imagery for us, but trying to make it ambiguous as well.
No, when the beat comes in, just look forward.
A female performer is standing on Anthony's back with a somber expression.
It's interesting having the ambiguity of imagery because that sparks conversation.
People can recognize something, but it also has space for it to be other than the thing that they recognize.
I feel like it's important to have conversations around those topics because the more difficult the conversations are, the more people want to avoid them and then nothing gets done about them. So you have to confront them. And I feel like this piece definitely does its job of doing that.
A confrontation is enacted. The group retreats, then fingers are held out in a gun gesture. Charlie Laban, writer.
This is going to be a process which is exposing. That's scary, and that is revealing.
Yeah, it could seriously go wrong because those conversations are so charged, and what we're discussing requires a lot of honesty. The artists are taking risks, the commissioners are taking risks, the theatres are taking risks, everyone's taking a risk.
Just do this. Face that way. Again.
There's a risk in producing this kind of work, in that it can marginalise you, it can separate you, it can leave you out in the cold. I really do take my hat off to them to be courageous in this period of time. I think ultimately they are expressing a need and we all need to absorb and digest what that message is.
Sharon Watson, Principal, Northern School of Contemporary Dance. Kel and some of the performers watch Anthony and others in an aggressive sequence. Alistair Spaulding, Artistic Director, Sadler's Wells.
Anthony and Kel are exactly the right kind of artists to be working in dance for us at the moment, because I think one of the functions that dance can bring is this idea that you immediately absorb what's happening with the world and put it into a form which speaks to anybody very, very directly.
John Z. D.
Dance is the universal language that we can all relate to because we've not got the language barrier that is, you know, the different spoken languages that we have. We all move. They've got a beautiful voice, I think, as theatre makers.
Go! Yes! Move! Don't worry about it. Here we go.
Performers form a tight ring with their backs to each other.
There's no fear in your eyes. They fear the anger. Let's see it. It's not soft. It's just slow.
How am I feeling about what's going on? I'm optimistic. I feel like I've done therapy for the last couple of days because I guess we've been discussing heavy topics.
I can't breathe!
For some reason, after George, it just seemed like every black and brown body that I saw on social media was being harassed, murdered, beaten. And it was one of those things where you don't even realize how much information and trauma porn you are seeing every morning, just waking up being like, what's the point? What's the point? And I remember it was electrifying seeing black and brown people in spaces screaming for justice. So seeing a piece of work like this that actually kind of puts the two together of the COVID and like being in your bubble and alone. And for me anyway, I don't think it's talked about enough, the trauma we all went through as a globe. Like people were having some real shit thoughts. We have to remember George Floyd's name. We have to remember Breonna Taylor's name. We have to remember Aubrey Ahmad's name. We have to remember Trayvon Martin's name. We have to remember so many names. It's like, why should we have to remember those names in those circumstances? Those circumstances should never have happened.
I have a question. Mm. For people who are dancing this work and who are not black, what does it feel like? Like, do you feel comfortable? Do you feel uncomfortable? Like, yeah.
In a way, kind of like feeling very privileged that you guys are sharing that with us. But to be a part of work where I can actually be doing something.
It's not about being like a white person doing black work. I'm just a person who is shouting and screaming about the injustices in the world.
If you look at the cast, it's very diverse because it's all ours, this conversation. I mean, your voice is just as important as anyone else's on that stage, regardless of your color or whatever, because these issues will affect all of us, you know?
And to make sure our voices are heard, we're using words as well as movement. I'm going to try a monologue, which doesn't usually happen in a dance show.
I quite like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
It feels like the mixture of the two camps, you know, Anthony studying at London Contemporary Dance School, myself studying at the Bristol Vic Theatre School. It feels like the real mixture of those two worlds, them really coming together to tell the story.
In a world.
Kel glances down.
In a world of black and white, you can smell roses, but you can't see blood.
He's kneeling on the studio floor.
So I ask again. Are you numb yet? Are you numb? 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 Are you numb?
He's pointing towards one side of the room. An aerial view of the sea and sandy beach, then clouds above wind turbines.
I think the more time goes on, the more I really appreciate Wales.
It's a place of sanctuary, you know, which I guess that's the feeling you get of home, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But at the same time, no place is perfect. We're black in a predominantly white country. Mm. There's certain people with certain views that are going to contest just the nature of my being. My skin color, we'll call it hatred. for who I am. And that's a shame. It's really a shame because it does a disservice to the millions of other great, beautiful people in this country.
Rain splashing in puddles.
One evening, my brother and I, Arnold, came to town to try and get a snack, picked out our nice kebab house.
Wings,
with some wings. I had the wings. Yeah. Arnold, you know, had the full shebang.
Yeah,
Arnold's like that. And then we sat down and waited. These two guys come in, one guy in particular. They make their order, and this guy's kind of like, you know, giving off some weird vibes. I'm like, you know, whatever. So Arnold and I keep talking to one another in our own language. And he goes, why are you making fun of me? Why are you laughing at me? And then he started using vulgar language. I effing hate you. You and your people come over here and take our jobs. And these saliva is flying everywhere. You could tell this was something that was festering in him. To say those kind of words, to say, I really hate you, it really hurts because, you know, you get to a place sometimes where you feel really comfortable. Like, yeah, definitely, this is home. And then, boom, that sets you back. And, you know, sometimes in the back of my mind, you're like, is it really home? And you question yourself. But like I said, you just have to remind yourself of the good people.
And there are plenty of good people to be found here in Swansea Market.
Yeah, these are the people we grew up around. It's just all this culture condensed into this one place.
The coffee's a Lorca.
Oh, man, yeah. Not in the Gower,
not in the Gower, yeah. Oh, and flavours of the sea, yeah?
I love it.
Mm. That's so good.
That's really good.
That's so good. Mm. Yeah.
Just this fusion of culture. It's so exciting, you know? Yeah.
Lola. How are you doing? Oh, they should be on you, right?
They should be on you.
The camera
should be on us.
Yeah,
the camera should be on you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know what used to shock me a lot?
Yeah.
When I first came, was how people used to always go, all right? You know? Like,
I thought it was an aggressive thing. Like, you're right? Instead of like, oh, hi. There's lots of linguistic things that I was just like, yeah. Took quite a while for them to land.
Yeah. I think the thing about being interested in a culture and helps you understand why things are the way they are wherever you're at. So when we moved here, we were just like, yeah, let's understand this place. Let's become part of it. Mm. It's a funny thing, I think, when you start to really understand different cultures and different people. Mm. You realize that you're not that different at all.
Distant hills and rows of buildings by the sea.
It was here in Swansea that we had our first taste of the arts. So it feels good to return the favor by running a workshop at Gower College, where we studied dance and drama.
Oh man, the legendary A Block. It's quite a special place. This is where I stumbled onto contemporary dance.
Yeah. First time I held a script was in this building. So yeah, it's all flooding back.
Okay.
We're meeting Kirsten and Wynne, who taught us dance and drama.
This literally takes me back. Like, you could just be coming in for class.
Yes!
Bending those knees and pointing those toes.
Oh my day.
Look at this young buck.
Look at him.
This is where it really began, actually. This is it. This is like where I first watched my first piece of contemporary dance on that screen. Ghost Dances by Christopher Bruce, and I was like, whoa.
Julie Hobday.
They were completely new to the contemporary dance world when they came to the college. And I think, yeah, very quickly I discovered that they had an ability, they had, the intelligence, they had that sort of, I don't know, that gift.
Having the boys back is just so exciting. They really are lots and lots of fun.
Let's say my story was about me being in Tesco's, and then I might show you the feeling of the slipping, of being like, there was the yogurt, I grabbed it, I slipped, and my mom was there. So you're mixing between saying your story and what that feels like physically.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little bit taken aback. It's really quite emotional for me to be here, because I just like remember how much dreaming was made in these buildings, and a lot of people invested into trying to make this dream work for me here. So there's a lot of thanks, a lot of gratitude I feel. And like the most important thing was like dream and work towards those dreams.
I remember I was in my school play and it was Bugsy Malone. And there was this huge scene where I had to take a huge pie and throw it straight at my class member, but miss him. But I didn't. It got him full in the face. He said it was tasty.
At the moment, Shades of Blue is weighing heavily on our minds because it's such an important personal work for us. But to add to the pressure, we're co-directing and choreographing another big project at the same time.
Yeah, so we are at Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama. We're doing A Midsummer Night's Dream.
On thine eyes I throw all the power this charm doth owe.
It may be Shakespeare, but that won't stop us from putting a Mazzetta spin on it.
That's really banging.
Yeah, really, really clear. Love that.
Because before it, the movement felt kind of like
normal, like how you would move. It felt it was stuck in its own ways.
It's poison, you know, it's taking over the body. It's making you feel all sorts of ways. Yeah, you don't want it, yeah.
I think they're fantastic. Like, they're just not like anybody that I've ever worked with before.
I think Anthony and Kel are bringing together so many different areas. There's kind of the influences of their heritage, their engagement with urban arts and dance and performance in a kind of brotherly collaboration, which is really exciting.
When his love he doth espy, let her shine as gloriously as the Venus of the sky.
Nice.
We spent the majority of the year thinking about Shades of Blue and being in that world, which is a brutal work, you know. Physically, emotionally, it's charged, it's a lot, but it's been really lovely to be doing a project that's just full of so much joy, so much laughter. You need that balance in your life.
January 2022.
But now it's time to head back to London.
The day of our work in progress studio performance has arrived already. With the pressures of COVID, we've only had 4 rehearsals, but it'll still help us prepare Shades of Blue for the main stage.
To be honest, there are quite a lot of worries.
You could never be sure that what you're doing is gonna be good.
The work could just not connect.
It's like, this could go terribly wrong.
The audience is arriving, and we've got some special guests from Swansea, our mum and dad.
People in the audience wearing face masks, then performers moving around on the stage.
All cameras turning, please.
It's going to be amazing to do it finally in front of an actual audience.
It's been 2.5 years since I've done a performance, so that's going to be really special.
I am feeling excited. I'm feeling incredibly nervous.
It's kind of a nice place to be in where we haven't finished what will be the complete piece. So it'll be nice to have feedback and just to feel an audience.
Dealing with topics like these, people have strong opinions. A lot of the audience could stand up and walk out. And if I'm on stage and I see the lights from the foyer just burst in through the audience because loads of people are heading out, that'll be heartbreaking. That will break my heart.
Okay, are we ready, folks?
Yeah.
Some people may like it, some people may not like it. Doesn't mean that it isn't necessary.
Shades of Blue, work in progress. The performers are standing still on stage when Kel looks upwards and screams. The performers put their hands up to their heads and slowly sink to the floor.
The audience are going to see a lot of universal grief, universal pain, universal oppression, and how people in general deal with it, and how the way forward isn't isolation, it's actually through group cohesions. Like, let's be open, let's listen to each other, let's support each other. I think that's the underlying tone of the whole work.
Anthony jerks his body suddenly, then lifts his arms, pumping them up and down. John ZD.
Anthony's and Cole's work, I think, is very sharp. They make work that really resonates. It is for an audience that wants to deal with reality, and right now we need them.
Kel hits one hand with his other, then extends his arms.
You're gonna see trauma.
Performers falling.
Those people that don't like it, they need to check themselves on why.
Many of the performers leap into the air. Anthony spins on one knee, then gets to his feet. Standing on the spot, the cast cover their mouths with their hands. Kitty Pilgrim-Morris, performer.
The first, like, 15 minutes are really physically intense, and you can feel the power.
Anthony slowly swings his arms, then the performers get down on the floor.
I think they're going to find it quite confronting.
The cast rhythmically hit their thighs. Selena.
I don't know, powerful? Yeah.
One performer is pulled down to the stage, then someone else falls to the floor. Some raise their arms, making gun gestures with their hands. Someone covers their head and crouches down. Selena and another performer embrace, then jerkily move their bodies while holding each other.
Just showing how much of all this stuff has played a part in getting us to where we are now.
Anthony's breathing heavily, looking off to one side. Standing behind him, a performer is clutching her shirt with both hands. As bright lights shine at the side of the stage, Anthony turns and puts his arms in the air, kneeling down on the floor in front of her. Anthony lies down on his stomach and the performer stands on his back. With the performer still on his back, Anthony starts to move on the floor. Members of the audience look on in concentration, and Anthony reaches his arm out.
The moment where a fern is standing on my back is very hard for me to explain in simple terms because it's not a simple image. That image is loaded with 400 years of history. It's not just oppression. It's not just a system that is crushing us. It's so layered. And for me, every time I do it, I discover something new about that pain.
Breathing heavily, Fern's looking down at Anthony, still standing with both her feet on his back. He slams his fist against the stage. While others dance, Fern reaches down and puts both hands around Anthony's neck. He brings himself up on his hands and knees. He then lifts his fist in the air and raises his head, causing Fern to tumble off his back.
I congratulate them for being bold and brave because the Black Lives Matter movement is seen as such a controversy. It will make some people uncomfortable. It really will, and I think that's okay.
The performers are facing outwards, having created a ring around Selena.
Through their dance and their acting and voice work, their texts, they are really expressing something which I think a lot of people are feeling about the way life is. And it's been too long where those voices have been hidden.
Kel's crawling across a now empty stage.
I hope you're enjoying the show.
He stares towards the audience, then gets up off the floor, making quick, sharp movements. He stands with his mouth open.
Are you numb yet? I'll take your silence as a yes. See, honestly, I'm jealous of you. Jealous of the fact that you could turn it off. Pack it neatly into a little box and just put it away. You see, I've tried. I've tried.
He's pointing his finger.
But fear lays next to me, and she holds me tightly in her arms. See, I'm stuck on this battlefield, and I find myself stranded on the shores of no man's land as the war in my head gets louder.
Kel nods his bowed head repeatedly. Kel falls and looks around him. He gets to his feet, then slips almost immediately. He tries to run, but slides onto the floor again. Anthony's now on stage, holding his hands up to the bulletproof vest he's wearing. Anthony glares at him. Kel puts his hands up and opens his mouth, then slowly brings his arms back down again.
It's just so necessary. More people need to be having conversations and confronting themselves and the people around them about discrimination, oppression, what has happened needs to still be resolved. There's a lot of healing that needs to be done.
Kel's undoing Anthony's vest.
You kind of get in a kind of trance, and you can feel the heaviness of it, but it's a really cathartic piece. So like you feel that, and then after it's like a whole weight has just been like taken off you.
Anthony tries to pull Selena up.
It ends up just being me and Anthony, and it's always a bit that's quite emotionally charged after such a piece.
Let me go! 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 Let me go!
It's not just a theatre work. Sit in the dark, feel a few things. We want it to live with people. We want people to carry the ideas expressed in the show into their daily lives.
Let me go!
I think the message is don't sit back and lay idle when something isn't right. It's an awakening and being like, hey, that's not okay. I'm going to do something about that in whatever little way I can. And it's not about aggression, it's not about combat, it's just about action.
Anthony has his arm under Selena's chin. Anthony's still holding Selena with the stage lights shining on them. The pair then get up. The cast stand together on the stage. Sarah Lobo, audience member.
It was just a phenomenal experience to go through.
Lots of mix of emotions. We were blown away, weren't we, Jen?
Yeah.
Absolutely blown away. The boys have come so far.
There's like so much going on. I was trying to focus on everything that they were doing, and it was just really mesmerizing.
I cried a bit. Yeah. I was taking a break.
Very brutal, very emotional. It doesn't matter how uncomfortable it is. It doesn't matter how painful it might be to the audience, but you nevertheless tell the story, because that story needs to be told. For that, I'm very proud of the boys.
John Madsena, Anthony and Kel's dad.
Bloody knackered, it really takes it out of me.
Knackered, but hey. We'll see you at the real thing.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you to everyone who came.
Thank you so much, folks.
Anthony and Kel's parents applauding in the audience.
For us, our journey to Sanders Wells has been an unusual one. From Zimbabwe via Wales, taken in a gymnastics centre en route.
But we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the love and strength of our family. And shout out to the people of Swansea who've helped us along the way.
We're so grateful for your openness. It fills us with joy.
The brothers step outside.
So, that is it from us, people.
Yeah, but Tender Brothers are out. But seriously, thank you all for listening to part of our lives. And I guess I hope that you can take something from it and implement it into your own experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, we hope to see you around, possibly at the show.
Well, that'll
the
be
the show
late.
Right here. Right here, mate. Woo! We out!